Hi everyone, welcome back to the Be More podcast, where we inspire you to be a little bit more of every role within the Salesforce ecosystem. For today's session, we are talking Be More Program Manager with Shreya. So Shreya, if you could introduce yourself for us, please.
Sure, Tom. Thank you so much, first of all, for having me at this amazing Be More series. I'm glad to be a part of this. And so excited for today. So basically, I'm Shreya Rashankar. Hi all. I am a program manager with more than 16 years of experience in this consulting world. And being in this ecosystem for very long, I have basically been able to work across the spectrum. That is right from RFI, RFPs, to discovery, design, architecture, delivery, development, and finally, even the support part of things. So I've worked across different technologies, domains, and geographies, as well as and different customers. So yeah, that's all.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us today. So are you able to kind of explain or demystify for our audience what a program manager is? What do you do in your day to day?
Sure. So basically, as a program manager, I work with the important stakeholders, right?
Yeah.
Like basically starting with the director of technology, the CTOs, basically to understand what is the overall program goal that they want to achieve, right? So when we talk about a program goal, it's nothing but a kind of a vision that an organization has set for themselves. So if I talk about a kind of a transformation, a digital transformation, wherein I would have like maybe 10 or 20 teams involved. For example, if I have a data team, if I have a UI UX team, if I have a Salesforce development team, I have a testing team, I could have a pricing team, an approval team, and whatnot,
yeah.
Right? So sales team, services team, and whatnot. So basically, a program manager is somebody who cuts across all of these roles. So what they actually do is they understand the overall program vision of your company, and then they try to ensure that all the teams are aligned to actually achieve that program goal as a common goal. So because every department or every business unit would have their separate kind of, you know, priorities.
Yes.
For example, if I say that being a service center agent, my priority could be I want to ensure that maybe thousands of cases are coming up daily, but I don't want to have those many cases working by me, right?
Yeah.
I want to ensure that my KPI is, suppose I handle around 10 cases daily, and that too, maybe half of them should be auto-deflected. Right.
Yeah.
So that becomes a goal for a particular business unit. So as a program manager, I understand the overall goal of the organization and try to align the different teams accordingly.
Okay. Awesome. That's great. And do you find within the program that Salesforce is always involved, or is it sometimes strategic as well as kind of technology? How does that work?
That's a very good question. So basically what happens is I have worked across different transformations wherein we could have Salesforce as the CRM platform, but there are transformations where I have seen maybe they're using SAP C4C, HANA, right? So that could be one of the transformation which is actually involving Salesforce just for the service part of things. So basically,
right,
as a program manager, you need to really understand what is the ecosystem all about, right? The end-to-end understanding of the ecosystem is important, and how the Salesforce is getting involved as part of it. If you're technically strong on that area, that is where it would be a definitely like a plus point being a program manager, because you actually would understand the nitty-gritties of what Salesforce ecosystem are they talking about a B2B or a B2C, or if they're talking about only commerce cloud, are they talking about experience cloud, or are they talking about sales and service both, right? So I'm just giving an example. So every transformation is different, every customer is different, their requirements are different.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing to work across different ecosystems as such.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. And I guess part of your role, you kind of touched on it already, but stakeholder management, do you sometimes find that, for example, the marketing team will have conflicting priorities to the sales team? How do you manage that?
Sure, that very often happens, Tom, yeah. Really. So what happens is when we actually kick off a particular program, we have a stakeholder meeting wherein we identify for every business unit who are the main stakeholders. And what I generally tend to do is when we are having like a kickoff meeting, we involve those stakeholders, ensure their agreement to the common program goal. So common program goal could be that, I want to ensure that my products are rolled out to the market faster, maybe by 30%, or I want to ensure that the time taken for order placement reduces from 15 days to 10 days, and that too with all the validations, for example. So what that means is I will be involving the pricing teams, the approval teams, the sales agent, the internal teams who are involved in all this decision making, and I will ensure that the kind of requirements that they have for each of their development pieces actually aligns to the overall program goal. So as a program manager, this is something which is very, very important. That is to align the priorities from different stakeholders. If there are any kind of conflicts, right, again, we have to ensure that, because there could be some kind of challenges like, I want to roll out a feature from a Salesforce perspective. I want to roll out a feature which I feel is really important for my stakeholders. But at the same time, the backend teams may not have their APIs ready. Right? That is definitely which happens very often. So in those cases, either I could give as an example that maybe, I could have some stubs kept in place so that at least I can do my technical go live, right? May not be a commercial go live, but I could give some technical go live opportunities. And at the same time, the APIs could be ready in the background by MuleSoft or by other teams. So those kind of discussions definitely often come up and we have to kind of deprioritize accordingly.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So how does your role interact with perhaps the more traditional roles in the ecosystem, like project manager, consultant, architect, developer? How does that work kind of day to day?
Sure. So basically, I would say that the program manager sits on top of it's like an overarching role for all of these roles.
Yeah.
Why I say that is because if I'm talking about a pure play Salesforce program, wherein I am just having maybe suppose 10 clouds on which we are doing our implementations, I would have my Scrum teams for each of those separately. Every Scrum team would have either, if you call it from an agile perspective, you could have the Scrum Masters who are the kind of pillar to hold the teams together, right? Otherwise, if it's a waterfall or a traditional methodology, you could have just your project managers looking into the day-to-day delivery and ensuring that their milestones are being met. So ultimately, as a program manager, I would work with all of those project managers. I would work with the Scrum Masters to ensure, and even the architects to ensure that the whole delivery goes as planned.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So that sounds no mean feat, coordinating all of those people, right?
Yes. Yes. It is really a big challenging role. I mean, just to give you an example, currently the program that I was managing has almost 90 members. Team.
Right.
So it's like, it's a huge team, but it's very challenging, but at the same time, very rewarding as well. So yeah, it feels good.
Especially when
you get to learn a lot. So it's really good.
And I guess the most kind of valuable feeling is hopefully at the end where you can see the client achieve their goals and they can measure that in a way that they've reduced their time to order or whatever metric it is they're after. And then actually start to see that. And that just feels really good when you're doing something like that, right?
Yeah. And we do our Zoom meetings towards the end of the whole program closure to ensure we click the happy photograph. So I'm just looking forward to that. So that's feels good.
Exactly. So I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this one, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Sometimes in consultancies, you have a consultant that's perhaps performing the role of an admin and a project manager as well, kind of all in one. Do you get that with your type of role, or are you primarily kind of your main focus is as program manager?
So I'm actually a technical program manager. So I could actually play a role of an architect when I'm suggesting to the team, because what happens is, again, as I mentioned, it's really important to have that kind of a hands-on knowledge, even if you call yourself a program manager. But if you are just a traditional program manager with no technical background, that might be a challenge. I wouldn't say that it's not possible, but it might be a challenge to understand the day-to-day challenges that your teams might be facing. right? So if you are on more of a technical and a hands-on side, it would be possible for you to help them resolve the issues faster, to get the help from the other teams as well, if it is like integration teams or if it is like from a data management perspective, right? So all of that is really easy for you to manage and, you know, be more effective as a program manager. So I could play the additional role, but for now, I'm actually working as a program manager and helping the teams to ensure they get their goals.
Okay, awesome. So I guess you could summarize that a little bit, like stepping into the shoes of the team and actually kind of, I guess, understanding the challenges from their point of view, right? If you understand a little bit more of the technical, you can actually think, I don't know, this is what happens when you enable person accounts, for example, like, are you sure you want to do this type of thing?
True, true. So being a trusted advisor, yeah, definitely. Mm. So that is something that everyone should try and do. And yes, I'm managing and trying to doing that role as well. So yes.
Awesome. So if there's somebody listening to this and they're perhaps looking to start out in this role, what tips or advice would you give them?
Okay. So as I mentioned, I mean, I started way back, I think in 2007. So it's been like a 16-year long journey wherein I started actually as a developer. Back then we had Siebel CRM. So, and that was a big thing just next to like how Salesforce is now. So I started back as a developer, then growing into the ecosystem, being a lead, a technical lead, being an integration specialist, then being a team lead and so on and so forth. So basically that's where I actually could gain a lot of knowledge across different systems, across different requirements and across different customers. So the most important thing is being a program manager, you have to know your customer. Right? What business are they into? If you understand the whole ecosystem, what is it that they're trying to achieve as an end goal? That is definitely going to help you to become a great program manager. So when you know what are the current pain points, right? What is it that they're actually trying to address? Why do you really want like a transformation? There could be, suppose, 10 or 20 systems which are actually not being used anymore, right? And there could be some kind of a transformation goal wherein to, you want to retire a particular system or you want to, you know, change the particular technology stack. So you must understand why is it that the customer wants to go for that. So is it that, you know, the systems are not performing well? Is it that systems are not usable, or is it that, you know, we don't have enough adoption, or maybe the customers are not happy at all, right? So what are the challenges that are coming up as part of each of this transformation, and why does your customer want to go for a transformation? So when I say a customer, I'm talking from a being a vendor perspective, like being a implementation partner perspective and their end customers. So like if I talk about some of the transformations wherein we have done a lot of CPQ, so what we have understood is because it's a B2B system, my customer's customer or the partners were not able to really, you know, engage or onboard their partners a lot. There was a lot of challenges that they were facing. There was no additional extra system which was created for the partner management altogether. And even for the field services, they were having a lot of challenges wherein the agents were no way able to create quotes faster. And when they were in the a customer place, they were not able to place in the orders or not able to configure the products quickly. So that is where they wanted to have a transformation. So these kind of challenges, when we understand as part of the overall discovery phase, right, that's something will definitely help you grow faster and grow quicker and understand your customer better. So that's the very first important thing, that knowing your customer, right, and know them well. And secondly, as I said, understand the technology space better and be abreast with what new things are coming up. So, for example, for Salesforce, we now all know, right? AI is the thing. We know CDP or slash, I'll not call it CDP. I'll call it Data Cloud, right? So Data Cloud is the next thing. So why would anybody want to have that, right? So have that kind of a mindset and curiosity to understand those things better. So that would make you a great program manager. And again, coordination and people management, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I think that that will definitely help our audience. So thinking about your own experiences now, if you were to start your own journey again, is there anything you would do differently or change?
I would say, I think overall it has been a fun ride. But definitely, I mean, if I get more time to invest into more technology kind of things, that would be really great. I mean, because technology and Salesforce is evolving every day, right? And it's like we are, Salesforce is expanding depth and breadth and everywhere. So I love being more industry focused as such. So that's where Communications Cloud is one of my very interesting or focus area as such. So that's one thing I would want to do more as such, and try to do more technical stuff as well. But with the kind of intensity of the programs that I'm dealing with right now, it's pretty difficult. But yeah, I still try to have more time with the development teams to get more hang of what they're doing. So, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And so would you say you're mostly aligned to the communications industry? And perhaps as a result of that, you see common challenges amongst like different programs?
When I say communications, I mean the industry, Salesforce industries focused, right? Yeah, so basically currently I'm managing all the communications, media and entertainment programs. So, so Tech Mahindra, basically the company that I work with, they have a lot of telecom programs as such. We have a lot of telecom customers. And so majority of my programs that I'm dealing with are Communications Cloud, which is Salesforce Velocity. Apart from that, we have Omni Studio work, a lot of it, and Sales Cloud, Service Cloud, and some part of Marketing Cloud, all of that. So yeah, it's like across the spectrum. So it's good to know each and everything that is coming up and be able to help, you know, the teams to get up to speed and achieve the goals.
Yes, certainly it would give you kind of a benefit there, I think. And yeah, I think that goes without saying. So we've kind of touched on them a little bit already, but just to recap, like if there was a top five list of skills or attributes for somebody in this role, what do you think those would be? So we kind of said like stakeholder management, communication skills, like what other things do you think would be important?
I would say empathy. That is the most important thing. Because, you know, when we are actually managing such huge teams and diverse teams, because it could, you could have your technical teams, which are belonging to the vendor themselves, versus you could have the teams which are, you know, in-house to the customer as well. Yeah. So it's very difficult to, you know, balance out and prioritize, deprioritize things when you are having those daily conversations. You should be very, very transparent with your teams. That is another important thing, because otherwise, I mean, there could be N number of priorities for different teams, right? And why you are pushing for a particular thing should make sense to them. They should understand the priority from a program goal perspective. So being transparent, being empathetic, and being a people's person, I think that's very important, because the people should have faith in you. I mean, if you are asking them to align your priorities or go ahead and get started with something new and start with some POCs or give them some timelines, it shouldn't come as too aggressive, right? That's very important, because you have to have that human touch to whatever you do. So that's important.
Exactly. And I think something that I've learned is quite a lot of good relationships, like in particular, like working relationships, they're built on trust, right? You kind of need to trust the customer, they need to trust you. And as a result, you're kind of on the same journey together. Do you think that's a fair point?
That's very, very fair point, because ultimately, why are we actually doing all of this, right? We want to ensure that the end goal gets achieved. The end goal from a customer standpoint, the end goal from our standpoint, all of that should actually align as such. And the customer would trust you only when, first thing, you are being their trusted advisors, you have that kind of, you understand their pain points, right? That's the most important thing. And then when you deliver results. So that's how,
right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So if there was something that you'd like to kind of clarify about the role, or like demyth, like an old wife's tale or something like that about program managers, like, is there anything that comes to mind that you just kind of want to clarify for our audience?
I think the one question that I always get from everyone, right? Yeah, so program manager, isn't it same as project manager? So yeah, it's like a common question that always comes. And the answer to it is basically, yes, it is a management role wherein you have a bigger project, I could say, right? It's not just one single piece of functionalities that you are delivering, but it is the overall overarching program role that you're delivering, wherein you are trying to ensure that maybe if there are 50 teams and 100 members, so you understand what each of that team is doing, what is it that they are trying to achieve for each of their milestones, and ultimately aligning all those together to knit through that together. So that is one question that always comes up. Why? What's the difference between a project manager and a program manager? Another thing is, because we also have the product management, right? Mm-hmm. So Salesforce product management, I would say, is more focused towards your Salesforce platform's roadmap. Understanding, being a product manager, what would happen is that you understand the platform as a whole, right? You are actually creating a landscape for your customer to give them what next, right? Align to their goals. So if there is a new release that's coming up, then as a product manager, what I would want to really do is, I understand what are the current functionalities that I have already delivered. Is there anything with the new release that has come up which can actually help me to improve certain coding, right? Or maybe just remove certain coding which can be actually now done out of the box with the new features. So that becomes as a product manager role, wherein I understand the product role roadmap. I could actually suggest and give the best features to my customer, right? So those kind of things. I think these three roles, although they are sounding similar, but are pretty different.
Okay, I think that's great. And I'm glad I avoided that question until I just asked you.
Okay.
Yeah,
Were you planning to ask me that?
Okay. Yeah, okay. I was going to ask. So I'm glad that you said it. Because, yeah, they do often get muddled. And I think something else that doesn't help is they kind of sound a little bit similar as well, like program manager, project manager, product manager, product owner, whatever you want to call it.
Yes, product owner, yes.
That's another one. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we are kind of bringing the session a little bit to a close, but before we do...
It was so fast.
I know, exactly. Time flies when you're having fun, you know?
Yes, that's so true.
Before we do go, is there any way for people to connect with you or your content or any particular resources that you'd like to shout out?
Sure, sure. So basically, I'm always available on LinkedIn. You could find me out, Shriya Rashinkar, on LinkedIn. Apart from that, I am also on X, and my handle is BossMommy13. apart from that, I have been like doing a lot of speaking engagements across the globe. So that is one thing. You might find me somewhere over there. And I also do write blogs. So I've done a lot of blogs for Apex Hours and also for DYDC. And I'm looking forward to contributing more to the community. Thank you so much, really. It was a pleasure talking to you. And you're doing a great, great job by getting us the best of the best people on your series. And, you know, I'm just loving all the podcasts that you have released so far. So thank you so much for that.
That's great to hear. Well, thanks for your time. And hopefully when this goes out, we'll help people be a little bit more program manager themselves. Thanks for tuning in to Be More with Tom Bassett. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave any feedback in the comments.